Time to say good morning to our psychic for the morning crew. She's a medium as well, Donna Abrahams. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Janice from Corio this week. Are you there, Janice?
Yes.
All right. Mark and I are going to step back and let Donna do her thing. Go for it, Dons.
Good morning, Janice. It's nice to meet you.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, all I ask from you, thank you. All I ask is no legs crossed. Take a deep breath, hold it for three, let it out.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of a medium reading this morning. I feel your dad wants to come through. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So your dad, I'm picking up quite a bit of discomfort. Oh, okay, right. In the chest area. I just got a really bad pain in the chest and in the heart area. Did he actually have heart complications?
Yes.
Right. Was there a murmur or something there?
Yes.
Right, okay. Because he is telling me that he did pass very suddenly, very unexpected, and very quickly. He is showing me a white room, which means did he actually pass in hospital?
Yes.
Right, okay. I also feel, too, that he was very, very doped up as well. And he's telling me that he just closed his eyes and went to sleep. I actually feel that it was very quick. He wants you to know there was no pain. There was no suffering. I also feel, too, and he's telling me that he chose to go before you got there, if that makes sense as well.
Yes.
I feel it was a bit of a stubborn bugger, he's saying. He chose to do things on his terms, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, again, when he passed, it's like, don't ever feel bad because you didn't get there in time. That's the way he chose it. It's like, no, this is it. Okay, time's up. I'm just going to close my eyes and go to sleep. And he wants you to know that's what happened. He keeps saying, tell her there was no pain. There was no suffering. Because he's telling me that you often, you know, wonder about that, if that makes sense as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he's showing me wearing rubber boots, if that makes sense. And there is a truck around him.
Yep, because he was in
the fire
brigade.
Okay, right. And he's telling me that he always kept it spick and span.
That'd be right.
Okay, and just very quickly, he's telling me he was a very wise man. I don't feel there was much education there, but he had life education, and that was all that mattered. And he keeps showing me an image of him walking out on land, if that makes sense. And he's telling me that he was very proud of that, very proud of walking on the land. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And he wants you to know that he's okay. He says he's fine, he's dandy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice to hear your father come through today, Janice. Were you very close to your dad?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. And
tell me two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod. Well, that's good. That's beautiful. Janice, thank you so much for opening up to Donna today and getting your dad to come through. Donna, how can our listeners get a reading with you?
I just through the website, donnasdoorway.com.au, and I am back to doing face-to-face on weekends as well.